potentially huge breakthrough in fighting cancer is in the news today. Two leukemia patients treated with their own genetically engineered blood cells are cancer-free a year after treatment. Their white blood cells were injected with programmed viruses or receptors that then led the cells in battle against cancer cells. The research is being conducted at the University of Pennsylvania and is reported in the New England Journal of Medicine, with an editorial reporting side effects that researchers say can be overcome. Dr. Bruce Levine is a researcher at the University of Pennsylvania, one of the scientists conducting the study. Dr. Levine, we understand that unlike traditional therapy where a donor's bone marrow is transplanted into the sick patient, your research involves using the patient's own blood?
This is true personalized medicine. What we do is have a patient come into transfusion medicine in the hospital, and some of their white blood cells are retrieved. We then get a bag of those white cells, take them to the lab, and then isolate the T cells and insert a gene encoding a chimeric receptor that will target those T cells to tumors. So we're basically turning T cells into tumor-seeking missiles that can then be infused to the patients and find tumor and kill it.
You know, we've been hearing about this for so long. A doctor not involved with your research, he's over at UCLA, is quoted in the LA Times as saying, you know, this is the holy grail. This is what everybody's been trying to find, a way to make a patient's own cells track down and kill the cancer cells.
Well, there's a lot of work that has been going on throughout the U.S. and throughout the world, and there have been some modest successes. What we've been able to show here is that the cells that we have engineered can home to the site of disease and can persist for months. And when we pull those cells back out of the patient, we can show that they're able to kill leukemia cells in a lab dish. And that's a new finding that has not been shown before.
And do we also understand that you've also shown that these armed cells can lie dormant and get some cancer cells if they spring up later?
Yeah, so you can think of them as immune memory against tumor. We infused the cells, and in one patient reported in the New England Journal, and they expanded in the patient, fought off the tumor, and basically a month later, about a kilogram or 2 pounds of tumor had disappeared from his blood and his bone marrow and his lymph nodes. Those cells expanded, and then months later, when we went back to take a look at them, they looked like memory T cells. So it's almost as if we have a surveillance system circulating in the patient's body to attack any new tumor that were to arise.
As we said, potentially huge, but also, as we mentioned, side effects. Some normal cells are targeted. Plus, we read while you're undergoing this, you have perhaps the worst flu you've ever had. So maybe perhaps some hurdles to overcome. I mean, how would you characterize this now? When might this be something that could go wider?
Well, we are, believe it or not, in the past we had trouble obtaining grants to fund this research. I hope that will change, and we will be enrolling a few patients to complete this phase one trial, and then we're looking to do a larger trial, and we would like to take this in a prelude to an approvable drug, and it could then substitute for other treatments such as donated bone marrow stem cell transplants, and those carry quite a bit of toxicity and risk with them.
Sure, they have their own risk. We should say the importance here is that this is for people who are very, very sick. So do you see this targeting other ferocious cancers?
Yes, yeah, so we have other targets that we're looking at. We have a target in a cancer called mesothelioma, and we have other targets that we can address in ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer. So if you switch out the chimeric receptor that you load into the T cells, you can have the T cells target almost any cancer.
Amazing. Dr. Bruce Levine, researcher at the Abramson Cancer Center at the University of Pennsylvania, given what you're working on, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you.